message.
Let's talk about energy vampires. No, not the sexy brooding types from television who sparkle in the sun. I'm talking about the real life energy vampires, the ones who leave you feeling like you just ran a marathon after a 5-minute conversation. You know the type. They come into your life with a sigh so dramatic you'd think that they're auditioning for a soap opera. And before you can say, "Hey, how are you?" they're off and running.
Ugh, my life is so hard. My cat hates me. The weather's too sunny. Did I mention my cat hates me?
By the time they're done, your energy is gone. It's depleted, and so is your will to live. So, how do we deal with these soul-sucking beings? First, we have to recognize them. It's like spotting a mosquito. Tiny, annoying, and always out for blood. If someone makes you feel like you need a nap after every interaction, congratulations! You have just found an energy vampire. Now that you recognize them, you have to set boundaries. Energy vampires hate boundaries. It's like garlic to them. One whiff and they back off. Practice saying things like, "I can't talk right now," or "I've got a hard stop at 5 o'clock. Pro tip, the hard stop doesn't have to be a real hard stop. You can have a hard stop to go reorganize your sock drawer, if that's what it takes. Finally, don't try to fix them. Energy vampires love nothing more than turning you into their personal therapist. Tell me more about how your barista put oat milk instead of almond milk in your latte. This sounds life-altering. Stop it. You're not Dr. Phil. Your job is to protect your peace, not solve their problems. And finally, recharge yourself. After dealing with an energy vampire, do something that's going to bring you joy. Dance in your kitchen, binge your favorite show, or eat an entire pizza while pretending it's self-care. Whatever refills your tank, just do that. Here's the truth. Energy vampires, they're not going anywhere. They're out there, wandering around and looking for their next victim. But with a little humor, a lot of boundaries, and a strong nope game, you can survive and thrive without letting them drain you dry. So go forth, stay strong, and remember, you're the light, not the snack.